You're listening to WRUU-LP, Savannah, Georgia, 107.5 FM, WRUU.org. We are Savannah Soundings, community radio with global soul.
Check, check, one, two. Broke like a little country. Rock and roll and blues. Cause we sure love playing. The good people like you. Let me know if you can hear me. Check, check, one, two.
Welcome to Music Local and Sustainable, the radio show that features discussions with and the music of local musicians. I am your host, Dave Lake. Tonight on Savannah Music Local and Sustainable, I am talking with singer-songwriter Donna Frost, who will be performing in the second half of the August 1st First Friday for Folk Music concert coming up in a little over a week at the First Presbyterian Church, Stewart Hall, 520 Washington Avenue in Savannah. Welcome to Savannah Music Local and Sustainable, Donna Frost.
Hello, Dave. Good to see you today. And it's I'm really looking forward to being back in Savannah. I was there a few years ago before the pandemic, and I played for First Fridays at Foxy Loxy the next day I was over there. But I'm looking forward to coming back, and it's been a while, and I love Savannah, such a beautiful city and a great music scene, and I'm excited, and I love the church where we do the concerts at, and so I'm really happy it all worked out that I could come back.
Yeah, the First Presbyterian Church, the Stewart Hall, with that proscenium stage, is actually a really good venue. Well, let's get to know Donna Frost. Tell me your musical journey.
Well, it's a long journey. I come from a musical family, and my parents sang gospel music. My grandparents on both sides sang gospel music. Mom and Dad's families were friends and sang in a lot of the same places together. That's how they met. They fell in love, got married, started a group of their own with her sister and his brothers and them. 2.5 weeks before I was born, they were still traveling, performing. 2 weeks after I was born, they loaded me up in a car and we went to Detroit, Michigan. So I went on my first road trip when I was 2 weeks old. You know, I wanted to sing. When I was about four, I'd jump up and sing on, you know, something. And but my first professional gig, I was 13, and it was at War Memorial Auditorium in Nashville, and it was a concert that my father and his gospel group did, and Jerry Reed was the headliner, and there was a friend of mine from home who, we were a little folk singing duo, and we had the little matching pantsuits, and we sang Both Sides Now by Joni Mitchell, and, you know, today while the blossoms still cling to the vine, we sang that. And that was my first professional appearance. And I have been hooked ever since. I started playing piano when I was 9. I took up guitar when I was 11. And I've always played music, I mean, all the time. I mean, when I was in high school, I was going on road trips with my dad and his band. He was doing country then. But I was playing in rock bands, and I have never stopped. I've been in this business now for 54 years. And I've never stopped performing, not even with the pandemic, because I was doing Facebook Live shows from my house for 62 weeks.
Wow.
And doing socially distanced concerts or shows out and about. But I went live from here 62 consecutive Monday nights. So I never quit, you know. I just always been in my blood. I grew up in it, and it's been my passion.
So it sounds like your father, at least, if not your whole family, in terms of gospel music, your father was a professional traveling musician.
Yeah, he and his brothers would travel, and he traveled a lot. You know, they did back then, and then on up through, the 80s or so. And of course, now he's 89, and he's here at home. He has a TV show now, a gospel show called Don Frost Family and Friends on TCT. And my mom passed 4 years ago. She died from COVID. So it was very sad. And some of my songs are about that we went through. But she had a beautiful voice. And then I got some more interesting history. My aunt, my mother's sister, who played piano in their gospel group, She was executive assistant for Chet Atkins at RCA for 20 years. And she met Felton Jarvis and fell in love with him, got married. So Felton Jarvis by marriage, but he was like blood to me, was my uncle. And he produced Elvis Presley from 67 till Elvis died.
And so we have some songs to talk about.
All right,
Yeah.
let's talk.
And the first one that I want to mention, actually, if the song is autobiographical, it's actually Advice Your Mother Gave You. And the song
Yes.
is Press On.
Yes, it is advice she gave us. That song I wrote not long after she died. And when we were going through hard times, Mama would always say, "We're just going to press on another day. We'll get through it. Just press on another day." And she always said that. So when she died, it was because she was the heart of our family. She was the center, you know, she was the rock, everybody's rock. She held us all together. She was the best. And when she died, it was just so, it still hard 4 years later. But I wrote the song. And one thing I have found after I recorded that, and I play it at every show, and it's always the very last song I play in my sets, because I want to leave it with somebody, and people will tell me how that song has helped them. And they say, "You know, I love it." I have people that, you know, talk all the time. They're talking about pressing on, and it's good advice. And we're all going through tough times. You know, we went through the pandemic, and now, you know, it just the way nothing's easy. Nothing's ever easy. So you have two ways of reacting. You either give up and or you push on, press on, like Mama always said, and just dig deep and keep going. And that's what I had to learn how to do when the between going through the pandemic and then and losing my mother all in that first year. That was a lot, you know. I call it my anthem.
Well, and it's a really great anthem.
Thank
It's
you.
really interesting how the verses sort of change the sensibility. Of course, the chorus. The chorus is very positive in the sense of, nothing's ever perfect. Things don't always go your way. You make the best of the situation, whether good or bad. And remember all those blessings in your life that you've had. And so it's very positive. But even the verses sort of get more positive as you go through, because in the first verse, for instance, you're talking about it's hard for me to smile when my heart's so filled with pain. The second verse is this mountain has been the highest I've ever tried to climb, struggling with my emotions. But by the third verse, you have a little bit of a turn so that I remember hard times we had before, how we always made it through with faith, hope, and a lot of love.
And that was how we got through, because we had a loving family, and love always gets you through. It always does. And I mean, and faith, you know, faith, hope, and love is, and the greatest of these is love. That's what got us through all of my life. And and it got us through that particular time as well. That was such a hard time, and then to just come through it, and you think, "Oh, I'll never make it through all this," but you do. You know, every day is a little easier. And of course, music has been very helpful for me since the pandemic. In the past 4 years, I have written, recorded, and released six albums of original songs. So I went on a writing binge, you know, and I've always written a lot, but it seemed like there was a lot to say. And but I just want that song to encourage people, you know, when you're going through the hard times, and we didn't compromise our beliefs, that we were true to who we were, and we just said faith, hope, and love, stand strong. And you just lift each other up and you get each other through. And that's what we have to do, not only in family, but with the world today and just with people in general. Everybody's hurting, and we just need to lift each other up and be loving and kind to everyone, because I said everybody has a battle, every one of us, but you just don't know it because some people won't tell you, or they won't put it all over Facebook or whatever. But everybody has struggles, so hopefully press on, press them on, give them hope. You know, that was what I hoped for with that song, was just that people would be encouraged by it, that it would give them something, and it does. They tell me. And they say that's my favorite song because it got me through a hard time. And that, when you're a songwriter, when somebody says something like that to you about what you've written, that's better than any Grammys or awards or accolades. When somebody tells you something you wrote helped them or meant something to them, that's the best reward in the whole world. That's why we do it. If it was for money, I would have got out a long time ago.
And it's really interesting. This song, I mean, the song, of course, is part, it ends, the chorus ends, "Remember all those blessings you've had." And that's really good advice. But in this third verse too, there's just one line after another, you know, as always stay true, never compromise your beliefs. You know, what's more important than that?
That's right. And it is. You've got to be true to yourself, and you got to stand up and stand for yourself and don't compromise and stay strong.
It's so important. The other thing you really say in this song that's really so important is treat these circumstances that you have to struggle through as valuable lessons,
And
and
they
they
are.
will carry you through the rest of your life.
And they will, because you think about the blessings that may come from it. And it does carry you far. You just remember how you dealt with it. And I've been able to help other people, especially people that have lost their mothers. Fact, one of my cousins is going through that right now, and I've been helping her. And because I said, my mother taught me everything, but didn't teach me how to deal with losing her. You know, I said, she taught me everything, but that was the one thing she didn't teach. I've overcome many obstacles. They made me very strong. But lately I can't escape the sadness and feel I don't belong. It's hard for me to smile when my heart is filled with pain, and I wonder if I'll ever be my old self once again. I remember what my mama used to say. You gotta press on, press on another day. You gotta press on, press on another day. Nothing's ever perfect. Things don't always go your way. You make the best of a situation, whether good or bad. Remember all those blessings in life you've had. You gotta press on, press on another day. Well, this mountain's been the highest I've ever tried to climb. Struggling my emotions, I need some peace of mind. I'm trying to move forward and face the days ahead. And even though I'm hopeful, I still live with fear and dread. I remember what my mama used to say. You gotta press on, press on another day. Yeah, you gotta press on, press on another day. Nothing's ever perfect. Things don't always go your way. You make the best of a situation, whether good or bad. Remember all those blessings in life you had. You gotta press on, press on another day. Hard times we had before, how we always made it through, with faith and hope and a lot of love and always staying true. We never compromised our beliefs, they made us who we are. And those lessons I learned have carried me this far. I can still hear my precious mama say, you gotta press on, press on another day. Yeah, you gotta press on, press on another day. Nothing's ever perfect. Things will always go your way. best of a situation, whether good or bad. Remember all those blessings in life you had. You gotta press on, press on another day. You gotta press on, press on another day. Hey, yeah, yeah. You gotta press on, press on another day. Like my mama used to say, press on another day.
Well, a friend of mine who's a singer said that the advice that she got is she started to get choked up over a song, because that can happen. I mean, these songs are very personal and they have great meaning. And even if it's been written by someone else and you take it personally, you can get choked up. Her advice is to think of a bland lettuce salad, because it's hard to get emotional over a bland lettuce salad.
That's true. That's true. That's so true. That's a new one. I never heard of that before. That's a good one. A bland lettuce salad.
It's funny, too. I was talking to a singer and the pianist that he works with.
Uh-huh.
And there's one song in their most recent album that they both cry over every time.
Oh.
And so they always say they put it last in their set. Because that way, if they break down, they don't have to worry about continuing the set. Because
right,
it's over.
They'll be done for the night. That's a good idea.
Next song I want to talk about, because it's sort of related, because you're talking about people dealing with crisis and what they can do, and that's If It Were You. And this is sort of rock with country twang.
Yeah, I recorded that in Joshua Tree, California. That whole album, The Beautiful Unseen, that was a collaboration with Jack Howell, one of my dearest friends, and we've done work together through the years. And he has a studio out in Joshua Tree. So that's where we recorded. We were out in the desert, and that song is about, I do volunteer work for an organization called Room in the Inn in Nashville, and it's for the homeless. We help the homeless get back on their feet, get them off of drugs and alcohol, get jobs, move into housing, different things. That's dormitories. They have a cafe, and 3 days a week, they serve hot meals to the residents there and some of the general population. And they have people like me that perform, and they have volunteers that go around and serve them hot meals while they're having live music from people like me. And Don Schlitz, who wrote The Gambler, Don plays there every Monday. But that song is about two of the people that I have met at Room in the Inn. And, you know, and it's a lesson that about the homeless, because they're for the grace of God go us all, because as we have seen how quickly you can lose everything in the blink of an eye, is like in Texas with the floods, or when they had the tornadoes up in Kentucky a few weeks ago, and or North Carolina, the flooding is like, you know, I always say we're all just one disaster away from being there. You know, it there for the grace of God, you know, it's, but that's what that song is about, is a couple of my homeless friends that shared their story with me.
And the first verse talks about a man who tried to follow his dreams, but lost his self-esteem, and now he's sleeping in his car.
Mm-hmm. He was a musician, and he had come here chasing the Nashville dream, and things didn't go well, and he ended up living out of his car, and I don't know what's happened to him. I haven't seen him in several years, and he was very talented, too, but sometimes it's just, you know, not being able to make a living, or sometimes it's just people get on the party train, and they can't get off, and the music business is hard, and it's not for everybody. And some people handle it better than others. Like, you know, if they don't make it, then sometimes depression comes in, or they start the alcohol and drugs or whatever. And it's a tough road. It's a hard road.
And the second verse is about a woman in a shelter who illness left her without money to support, and became homeless.
Yeah, she was at Room in the Inn, and she had got COVID and had been sick for weeks and weeks, ended up losing and ended up homeless. And there's so many stories that come from there. But that's probably was inspired by those folks. And I just say, what we say, what would you do if it were you? Would you give it up or would you see it through? Nothing lasts forever.
Tomorrow is brand new.
Brand new, but that's what they hope for. You give them hope. Everything is temporary. Everything. Nothing's forever. So that's something you have to remember too. And sometimes people just get so down and give up. And like my mother would always say too, she'd say, "This too shall pass." You know, and it did. Things I'd worry about at the end of the day, it was nothing near as bad as I thought it was going to be, you know, when I'd be worrying about something. So, yeah, if it were you, Vasco, we like the country rock thing. And, you know, you can kind of tell that California Joshua Tree, Graham Parsons kind of thing going on there or something like that. We were very influenced by Graham and Emmy Lou.
Yeah, I can't think of Joshua Tree without thinking of Graham Parsons.
Oh, I know it. No doubt. Not at all. I mean, they're together. I went to the motel where he passed, and they have a whole shrine and thing with room and all that. You can go in there and see his room and everything. So we made the pilgrimage when I was out there because I'd never seen that before. I play some Graham Parsons festivals every year. In fact, I'll be down in Waycross, not too far from you,
Right.
in October for the Graham Parsons Guitar Pull and Festival. They have it every year, and Rosie Flores is the headliner this year. So I'm really excited about that. So we've had, in years past, they've had like the Kentucky Headhunters and Marty Stewart and people like that that come and play. So it's a cool event.
And one more thing about if it were you,
Yes.
and that is the bridge. Because the
Uh-huh.
bridge is when you talk about the fact that, anything can happen. It could happen anytime and it can happen anywhere.
Anyway, that's right. Anywhere, things can change anytime, anywhere, and they can, you know, you just where every day is a blessing. Every day, you just the first thing I say when I get up every day is thank you, God, for waking me up today because anything can happen. And I could tell you a story how it was about 11 years ago. We talked about anything can happen. And one of the hats I wear was outside of music. I work as a background actor on TV shows and music videos and stuff. In fact, I'm in Lee Bryce's new music video. And but I worked on Nashville, the ABC show. I was on that show as a background actor the whole time it was on. Not every episode, but I worked all 6 seasons. We were filming one night, and I was walking in my car, and it was in the winter time, and it was snowing. And a friend of mine was walking me in my car. We'd done a 12-hour day, you know, filming, and everybody was just tired. And in the blink of an eye, I said, "Thanks for walking me in my car." I fall flat on my back, and I break the big bone here in this arm in two. I'm trying to lift my arm. They take me to the hospital, and the doctors tell me that I'm not going to be able to play my guitar for 8 months. And I had to have surgery, a plate and nine screws put in. And long story short, Reader's Digest version, because I play ukulele. Well, I noticed that once I was recovering the day after my surgery, I could play my ukulele even though I was stitched up and in a sling and all that, where I couldn't have my guitar. So I reinvented myself as a ukulele artist, and the rest is history. I did a bunch of ukulele CDs and carved out a second career as a uke artist. But see, that night I'm just walking to my car, and in that instant, my whole life changed, and I was dealt. Like, what am I going to do? You know, I got to work. This is what I do for a living. And here I am laying on a can't move. And doctors say you can't play for 8 months, you know, but I was back out in 6 weeks.
Well, if it were you, you would see it through.
Absolutely.
You
I would
did.
see it,
You
and I
did see it
did.
through.
That's right. I never give up. I say quit is not in my vocabulary.
This is WRUU-LP, Savannah, Georgia, 107.5 FM, WRUU.org. We are Savannah Soundings Community Radio with Global Soul.
You're listening to WRUU, your local radio station, for people just like you, hosted by people from your community. The voices you hear are your neighbors, coworkers, and others from the Savannah and Lowcountry area. In other words, WRUU is your community radio station. Please help us by donating whatever you can to help your neighbors and friends stay on the air. Go to WRUU.org and support your local radio station. Any amount is welcomed. Thank you for your support of WRUU.
This portion of WRUU's programming is brought to you by listeners and by the 2025 Savannah Voice Festival. Season 13 of the Savannah Voice Festival is themed Once Upon a Time and includes opera, art song, musical theater, classical cabaret, and popular song. It is Everything Voice from August 7th to the 17th at venues around Savannah and Chatham County. More information and tickets can be found at www.savannahvoicefestival.org.
Performers for Social Justice Awareness are presenting a staged reading of Raptured at the Unitarian Universalist Church of Savannah on August 9th at 7 p.m. The Unitarian Universalist Church of Savannah is located on Troop Square. This play is about the mysterious disappearance and reemergence of evangelist Amy Semple McPherson in May of 1926. Tickets can be found at eventbrite.com. Evening Eclectic features weekly conversations with and the music of national and international musicians from a wide range of musical genres. Join me, Dave Lake, your Evening Eclectic host, and these musical guests each week on Sunday nights from 8 until 10 p.m. on WRUU.
Welcome back to Music Local and Sustainable, and I'm your host, Dave Lake.
Tonight on Savannah Music Local and Sustainable, I am talking with singer-songwriter Donna Frost. Well, we opened up with sort of a folkish song, and then we went to country rock. I have to classify that as country rock. Yeah. So let's go back to folk, since we're talking about it's the first Friday for folk music. Right. And that is one of the other great songs of yours, and that's Signs.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, but that's a mama signs from beyond. And in fact, the cousin I was telling you about, she's been sharing. She's had signs from her mom, you know, and there are all these little things. And this song, that's another one that it's helped them with. But I mean, when my mother died, there'd be little notes I'd find or things of hers or hear a song or the heart-shaped clouds in the sky just at the opportune time. The Cardinals, of course. There are so many little reminders of her and always all around me. And it's like she's letting me know she's with me. And they come. And I tell people when they lose someone close to them, I said, be on the lookout because you will hear from them and they will contact you and they will give you signs. And I talk about the bouquet in verse 2. About the Mama Frost bouquet. Well, see, on special occasions, my mother, on my birthday and on Mother's Day, my mom would always have a bouquet of flowers and a card from me, from my dog and my cat. You know, she'd always have for my pets. So when she died, a month after she passed away, it was on Valentine's Day. And as normally I'd get something from my mother on the... Well, there was this flower truck. I was out walking my dog, and there was this flower truck coming up my hill. And I'm like, they said, are you Donna Frost? And I said, yeah. So we have a delivery for you. And it was a vase purple. My mother's favorite color was purple. And all the flowers in it were purple that were for me for Valentine's Day. And it came from my friends at Room in the Inn, the homeless shelter. They sent it to me. And they told me, said, we send flowers a month after someone passes. That instead of like writing when you're in the present, when you lose someone. So there I was on that Valentine's Day. I got my bouquet anyway. And there's my mama's favorite colors, purple. And my friend Jack still does that for me too. He sends me the mama frost bouquet on the right occasions, you know. And but so the signs, you know, the birds or the hear her favorite song, or you know, I've come across, I'll read a card, I've kept all the cards and notes she's given me, or it's just always little these signs from them, and it's that's when it gets to me when I'm singing it. But I love it, and the violin in it is so beautiful. It just tears my heart out when I listen to it. And if I had that violin player on stage with me every night, I'd be crying. So, and every time I hear it, it just moves me still 2 years later after we recorded that.
Because love
Definitely.
never fades.
Love never fades. That's
Yeah.
right. You know,
never
it
far
doesn't.
from you.
Never. Always here. Always around. You know, I said there, she's around. She's always here. You know? And I get all thinking about it, you know.
The shape of love in clouds above, the breeze you bring me every now and then. Red birds in flight, in dreams at night, the halo around the moon shivers my skin. Signs that love, it never fades. At times, grief, it's hard to take, but I am never far away from you. Forever you. I found you in the car, a prayer on the card. A mama frost bouquet on Valentine's Day from the grave beyond, you never fail. Signs that love, it never fades. At times, the grief, it's hard to take.
The next song is, to me, is also sort of in the folk tradition, folk pop. And this song is really talking about the tough Donna Frost. And this is I Was Born at Night, but not last night.
Oh, yeah. And I am tough. I might be this nice little lady, but well, see, I played rock and roll for years. Okay. So went through a lot of stuff. And, so I'm pretty tough, and the song got inspired. I just got so tired of seeing people I care about Because these internet scammers prey on older folks. They have a field day with older people. And they'll call, oh, and pretend they're somebody and say, oh, well, if you send me an Apple card, I'm going to send you $1 million and a brand new car. Yeah, right, buddy, you know. And I had somebody that the part about the deputy sheriff coming after me, that really happened to me. There was this guy calling and pretending he was with the sheriff's department and had an important legal matter for me. And I did a little investigative work on his phone numbers and stuff and found out it was a fraud. So I reported him. I said, I was born at night, but not last night. I forgot, Marvin, you'll ever know about this thing called life. I've been there, done that, got the t-shirt for proof, and I've been around the block 100 times or two. So I just want to let people know I might be a little old lady, but I'm not a pushover. But people love that song. That's one of my newer ones. I just wrote that a few months ago, and it goes over big. They jump right in, but in the audience will be singing, I was born at night, but not last night. They'll be singing, you know, it's funny.
Yeah,
That's a fun song.
that's another song that needs to be included in every show because of the fact that everybody's had this experience, you know. The here I
Yes.
go again, an unknown caller posing as a friend.
Right. That's right. And they had one scam going here in Tennessee. Now, we don't have toll roads here. Have never had toll roads here. But they've had this scam going on where they call and tell you you have unpaid tolls. Well, it's like, well, duh, we don't have toll roads here. Don't, you know, but there are people that still fall for that, get scared. There are people that think that everybody they talk to on Facebook is legitimate, and they're not.
I guess I've had relatives who have been in law enforcement, service organizations, healthcare
Right.
organizations, and they just don't do that. They don't call you. They'll show up on your doorstep. If it's something that you really have to deal with, they'll show up on your
Right.
doorstep.
That's right. They'll come knocking. But it's just awful how these people get away with fleecing these folks and draining their bank accounts and
Because with cell phones now, with texts that you get, or with calls, they'll actually list the phone number. I got a text the other day about a toll. It's the toll scam. And the text had the international number at the beginning of the phone number.
oh,
And the
wow.
international number was the Philippines.
Oh.
So there's sometimes these folks are not smart enough to do something else to disguise the fact that they're
Right.
telling you about tolls you owe in Georgia in a call
And
from the
they're in the
Philippines.
Philippines. Yeah.
And the lyrics you
That's
put in the bridges are always so fabulous.
Oh, thank you.
And here is, but with age comes wisdom, I'm going to put you in your place.
That's right. You young whippersnapper, I'll put you in your place, you know. And I talk about the snow on my roof, you know, and the lines on my face. And because sometimes they think of your gray hair, you know, you just that you're an easy target. No, not here. No, not gonna happen. Not on my watch. So, yeah. Thank you for that about my bridges. So I appreciate that. Pretending to be a long lost friend. He said if I sent him an Apple card, I'd get $1 million and a brand new car. He don't know who he's talking to. I've seen this movie before. I'm nobody's fool. I was born at night, but not last night. Good day. We'll see you later.
Well, there is then another song which is related to this song in a sense, and this is more straight ahead rock and roll. And
right.
The song is My Truth.
Yeah, it's My Truth. And that song, it's my story. Been up and down, been all around, I've been to heaven and I've been to hell. I'm not rich and I'm not famous, but I got some stories to tell, and I know it's not over. I got more work to do. And the whole way this song started, I just woke up in the middle of the night one night with the words, "It's my truth," in my head. And it wouldn't go away. And it was like, "It's my truth. It's my truth." So I just got up and just started writing it. And it just kind of, one of those that kind of writes themselves. But I mean, it was all just because I woke up with that praise in my head and it wouldn't leave me alone. So it's like, it's my truth, because people always talk about speaking their truth. You always hear people referencing that. So I thought, hey, you know, I'm going to write a song about that.
And of course, these truths that you sing about and share with people that come from your heart are hard-earned. It's not easy and it's not supposed to be. Nothing's worth having ever comes free.
It comes for free. That's right.
These are truths that you've earned that now you're sharing.
Just sharing my story and hoping it helps somebody to have my voice heard and give to others the encouraging word. And it's not easy. Life's not easy. Nothing's supposed to be easy.
And you're dedicated to what you do, too. This song very clearly indicates you're dedicated to what you do. I got more work to do, and we'll go the extra mile.
That's right. As long as I have breath and I can get up every day and able to go, people say, well, aren't you ever going to slow down? No. I figure as long as I'm up and about and I can play and I can sing and I can write and I can move. And I mean, I travel a lot all year long, but my music is my life. That's what it's all about. And it's my truth. It's not over.
And I don't want to say I saved the best for last, but there's one more song I want to talk about. And this is actually one of my favorites. And it's If I Could Rewind Time.
Yes, this song. This comes into play with my mother again. The original idea for this song years ago. My nephew Leo is 23. He's a big, strong, he's muscle man, and he works out. But when he was a little boy, he wrote this message in my mother's card on Mother's Day. I wish I could rewind time back to the times I spend with you. And I'm like, I got to write this. So I wrote it, but I wrote this song, and I gave him co-writing credit on it because he gave me the hook line. My mother always loved his song so much, but I didn't record it while she was alive, and I should have. I wished I had, but I had all these other songs. Well, when I got ready to do The Gift of Love last year, I was like, I've got to put this song on the album. The song to Leo and I is taken on an even different meaning since my mother's been gone. How you wish you could rewind time back when she was here. And I've lost a lot of friends the past year that have passed away. Just several of my closest friends. And when I go to the various cities where they live this year on my road trips, it's going to be the first time I've been to these cities since they've been gone. I know that at this age is when we start losing people more and more because we're getting older. And I said, gosh, my getting one step closer to my number because here goes another one. So I think about the times I have with these friends too now that aren't here anymore. If I could rewind time, I'd go back to when we met and relive every moment you and I have spent.
Some folks wish for money, others wish for fame. Sometimes it seems we get caught up in all the wrong things. What matters to me most in life are things that you can't see. Being with the ones you love, making memories. And if I could have just one wish, I know what it would be. I could rewind time. I could rewind time. One day
Well, but because we can't rewind time,
Right.
fortunately, we always have signs.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do. We have the signs. Yes, we do. They are there. Good way to incorporate those right there. Thank you. I love it.
Tonight on Savannah Music Local and Sustainable, I've been talking with singer-songwriter Donna Frost, who will be performing in the second half of the August 1st First Friday for Folk Music concert, which is coming up a little over a week from now at the First Presbyterian Church, Stuart Hall, 520 Washington Avenue here in Savannah. And Donna, I want to thank you so very much for being on the show tonight.
Thank you for having me, Dave. I enjoyed it so much. Thank you.
This has been another edition of Music Local and Sustainable, and I've been your host, Dave Lake. Save this time for another show next week.
Well, I know we ain't headed for the Hall of Fame. Gonna give it what we got, man, it ain't no shame. Let me know if you can hear me. Check, check, 1, 2. Let me know if you can hear me. Check, check, 1, 2.